Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Paul, I'm sorry to tell you, you are not Time's Person of the Year.
Just give me a year or two.
No, be grateful you aren't this year.
I don't know if I want to be on that list.
Most of the time, people of the year are no longer with us. That's why they are the people of the year. It was an ominous cover. As the people of the year, or the person of the year, was Jamal Khashoggi, which we know as the Saudi Arabian journalist who was murdered by the Saudi Arabian government, which we presume was at the direct involvement of its leader.
And you realize there are now Jamal Khashoggi, that's how you say
yes,
it?
Correct.
It's not Khashoggi?
You know, I think we Americans will butcher any kind of Middle Eastern name, but I have heard from
Khashoggi.
People that are probably closest to that, it's Khashoggi.
There are street signs mm-hmm. in Washington, D.C. with his name on it mm-hmm. now, right outside the Saudi embassy.
Good. I'm glad for that. I think it's fantastic. And by the way, do you know this is the first time that Time has named somebody who is dead as the person of the year? This is the first time. And it wasn't just Khashoggi. There are other journalists, 50-something, Dan, did you say?
52. I looked it up, 52 so far this year worldwide. Some of the United States remember Annapolis, what, 5 deaths at that newspaper?
Correct.
In Annapolis,
newsroom
Maryland.
Shooting mm-hmm, at the Capital Gazette.
Many of them in the Middle East.
There were two Reuters journalists that have been detained in Myanmar. A Filipina journalist also named. These are members of the media who have been attacked because they were members of the media. So those are the people that are the 2018 person of the year. By the way, the runner-up, Donald Trump. The second runner-up, Bob Mueller.
Hmm.
Interesting dynamic there where you have people who are attacked as the president leads the attack on the media. People were attacked for being journalists and then the runner-up being the person that has done the attacking and who many say is leading the charge against the media and putting them in greater danger. The author of the cover story wrote today, "This ought to be a time when democracy leaps forward, an informed citizenry being essential to self-government. Instead, it's in retreat." So did Time make the right decision? Do you think that Jamal Khashoggi and the 52 other journalists featured on the cover are the people of the year? Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Did I say that right? 989-9226. Sometimes I forget the number.
Are you looking at me? 651-989-9226. Richard Stengel said it well. He said, "The truth is under attack, not just in America, but around the world. In fact, journalists in authoritarian regimes yearn for the freedom reporters have here. A free press is the guardian of democracy everywhere." But a lot of people look at the press and they see political motives, political bias. They see a political agenda. And remember back Walter Cronkite days, 72-75% of Americans trusted the press. Mm-hmm. Gallup just didn't even ask the question. Before the 1970s, do you trust the press? Because people intrinsically did. And then it went off the rails and became tainted by political ideology. You know, what truth
That's
do you
That's before
believe?
Fake news. Thank you very much, Russia. So did they get it right? Is the media being self-aggrandizing by choosing journalists as the person slash people of the year? Did they get it right? 651-989-9226. Do you think that this was the proper choice? I think it was fantastic. I mean, fake news was the word of the year by Oxford a couple of years ago. We have a problem in this country, as you said, with people not trusting the media. And even Time said it's rare that in death somebody's influence grows so immensely after their death. And that has happened with Jamal Khashoggi, not only his writings, but also the fact that he was murdered for being a journalist and murdered for speaking out against his government, which is a tenet of our democracy. We have a free press. We are the fourth estate. We are supposed to speak out. We are supposed to shine a light. And somebody was murdered for doing his job. And that's why he was named Person of the Year. But is it self-aggrandizing? 651-989-9226.
Jor, we are drowning in misinformation, right? I mean,
well, are we, or are we ignoring now the Russian trolls or the stupidity that comes across your Facebook feed? Because Paul, when you turn on WCCO radio, you don't hear misinformation. When you turn on Care 11 and CCO TV and KSTP, you don't hear misinformation.
These are trusted sources, but if a nugget comes along in my social media feed that maybe I agree with, even if it's not the truth, I'm going to latch on to that nugget and embrace that nugget. Hey, this has to be real. So people are making up their own truths, their relative truths.
Then
now,
why don't we start to agree that Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook are not news sources? How about we go back to those days where the Walter Cronkites of the world, the main networks of the world, the big newspapers of the world are proper news sources?
You're saying perspective? Context, analysis, there's a place for that. I want my digital French fries. I want to go on Twitter and just nibble on little nuggets of information, salty, fatty.
Then you are a lazy consumer of the news.
And listen to this. Two-thirds of Americans rely on social media to get their news. And those same Americans say two-thirds of it is fake. Two-thirds of what they read is misinformation. It's exhausting trying to figure out in your feed, what's real? Can I test that? Most people don't have the time.
Then they shouldn't be doing it. They should be going to reliable news sources for information. And if you follow—
And I should be eating
NBC,
broccoli
CBS,
every day, but I don't.
But if you make the right choices as a consumer, I don't think it's that hard. If you follow CBS and ABC and Reuters and the AP and CNN and, well, mostly Fox News, I guess. Well, I'm not going to go there. If you follow proper news sources, you will get proper news.
Open up your mind, Jor. You want to watch as many of those as you can. Make up your own mind.
Mark's in Minneapolis. Mark, did Time get it right? Is Khashoggi the person of the year?
I really honor him in my heart and everything, but he shouldn't be the person of the year. It's because he kind of put himself in peril, and I respect journalism and what have you, but he wasn't killed in the course of his work. He was killed because of doing something else, and maybe he was picked on because he was a journalist, but journalists need to keep their safety intact so that we don't get things out of whack. Journalism needs to really clean up its deal. I think it's almost like, you know, we have this thing in Minnesota called super lawyers, where lawyers vote on lawyers. It's self-aggrandizement, and I think it makes the public less aware and less tuned in to what's really.
I think when journalists give their opinion, when they're not covering the facts and the evidence, I think that's a slippery slope. Jamal Khashoggi was speaking truth to power, his truth, and he was obviously a threat to the Saudi regime. They wanted to silence him, and they did.
And they did in many, many pieces. Mark, thanks for the call. Mike's in his car. 651-989-9226 is our number. Mike, jump on in here.
Yeah, jump in with both feet. How you all doing today?
Well,
good. Hey, Mike.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm not too sure that it was self-aggrandizing. Mr. Khashoggi died doing his job. Yes, making him a martyr, I don't know. But I can certainly see where people would think that it was self-aggrandizing. However, if it was somebody like Jim Acosta, that certainly would be.
Oh, sure. I totally agree with you. Yes, if it was Jim Acosta.
And he's the Sam Donaldson of our time.
Yeah, well.
Right. Do you remember Sam?
But okay.
Do you remember Sam?
Actually,
he would scream questions, and
he
was rude.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And at the time, we were like, that's just Sam Donaldson, you know.
All right. Mike, thanks for the call.
Thanks,
appreciate it.
Thank you.
I love how he jumped in with both feet.
Yeah.
Tim's in Nisswa. Hey, Tim, jump on in here.
Hi, Jordana. I think that as long as you're listening to news, as you described, like the morning news, the evening news, whatever, you are broadening your perspective. You are listening to news. But when you listen to sources like CNN and Fox, they're no longer news. They're a talk show.
Okay,
so
that's
there's
fair.
Nothing wrong with the talk show for entertainment,
that's
but
fair.
It's not news.
Yeah, I think the waters do get muddied when you spend all day watching CNN or Fox.
I
agree with you on that, Tim. I totally give you that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I agree with Tim, too.
I think that's a good point. I'm glad he brought it up.
The talking heads giving their opinions.
Yeah, I'm glad he brought it up. Paul is in St. Paul. Hey, Paul, jump on
good
in
place
here.
To be, Paul.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Say, if I could answer your question in two parts, because it did seem to kind of put two parts to... together, that may be a little bit difficult to separate. The,
sure.
the individual, Khashoggi, yeah, he definitely gave his life for what he believed in, what he was passionate in that regard. Who can argue with that? Part and parcel to him being the person of the year. I don't know if that rises to the level of being person of the year. And as far as it being self-aggrandizing, I'm not too sure. But on the second part, with regards to the press and it possibly being a little self-aggrandizing, I do think, and forgive me, I think even the commentators, you two right now, are showing that you do prefer one news source over another news source, and you do believe that some of the outlets just mentioned a couple of minutes ago are very entrenched in what you would consider fake news. So... I'll leave it at that.
And Paul, thank you for the call. Please keep in mind, when you listen to this show, this is an opinion show. This is not news. Laura Oakes comes at the top and the bottom of the hour. Mm-hmm. She gives you her news. Paul and I and Dan talk about the news, and we give our opinion. We try to present both sides. You clearly know where I stand. You know where Paul stands. Sometimes we agree. Most of the time we don't. That's why we're here. To flesh it all out, to have conversations with you and let you share your opinion. So make a note, this is an opinion show, but please listen to Laura Oakes at the top and bottom of the hour for the news.
You know what I watch when I don't want all the opinions?
What?
PBS NewsHour.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I think they pretty much play it down the center.
Great call.
I don't know. I have trouble watching CNN. I was weaned on CNN. Mm-hmm. I have trouble now just... My heart rate goes up, my blood pressure
sure.
goes up, and I don't care what your opinion is.
Well, then you shouldn't be watching CNN.
What? Show me the news, what happened mm-hmm. today,
mm-hmm.
show me the facts, and then let me make up my own mind. Don't tell me what to think.
Then don't watch CNN.
Don't get me agitated.
Just read when they...
But Fox does that too.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry that we didn't get to a couple of your texts. We will get to them right after the break. No weather therapy today, right?
There's no weather.
There's no weather. We'll continue this conversation and in the next hour, the germiest situation you can get yourself into this holiday season and how to avoid it. Right back on CCO. 427, Paul and Jordana, Dan Cook at the helm. Thanks for spending some time with us this afternoon.
One of our texters said a great quote, and I can't verify that Mark Twain said this. But a great quote, if you don't read the paper, you're uninformed. If you read the paper, you're misinformed. Sources are everything. Again, we can't attribute that to Mark Twain, but it does make for a pithy saying, right?
Certainly.
People believe what they kind of want to believe, but
sure.
facts are a stubborn thing, and they keep coming around and biting you in the butt.
Sure. And nobody is unbiased because, you know what? That person is human.
Part of the
like
human condition, right?
Yes. So
maybe when robots start delivering the news.
You just have to be smart. Don't expect the journalists to do all the work for you.
I gotta be smart.
Be smart.
Okay.
And be clean, right? This season, there are ways to avoid some germy situations this holiday season. This is gross. Where did you find this article?
This is the Washington Post.
Really?
I was hoping it was fake news, but I suspect some of what's in there is real. And there were some things that made me do a triple take, things I hadn't thought of.
Like what?
To avoid? Well, the whole hand dryer, those blowers in the
mm-hmm.
bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's safer than taking a towel that, okay, I'm going to hold my hand underneath the blower for a few seconds, but that creates more risk.
The Infectious Diseases Society of America did a study that found on average more than 18,000 bacteria on restroom hand air dryers than in grocery stores, and more than 2,000 more in gas stations and on a college campus. So there's more bacteria on that hand dryer than there are in grocery stores or on gas stations on college campuses.
You should not use those to blow dry your hair either. I tried that once. That did not work.
They say paper towels decreased bacteria populations on hands by 42%. So they say paper towels are your best option, I guess. Yeah,
but sometimes you don't have that option anymore. No. They've replaced the paper towels.
Your pants.
But we want to get your tips. How do you avoid the plague during the holiday season, anytime during the winter? Do you have some little tips? Maybe it's stuff your grandmother taught you, stuff that has worked well for you. We all know, yeah, getting a flu shot, that should help. It can't hurt, right?
Yeah.
But what else can you do to lower the risk without wearing one of those space suits? And
you cannot eat birthday cake, this article says. This is bizarre because who doesn't love birthday cake? And if you're at a party, it's kind
candles.
Of offensive to not eat the birthday cake.
Then don't put candles on the birthday cake.
Because when you blow out your candles, you and then you blow your spit all over the cake. I know that's gross, but you do it. And blowing out the candles transfers oral bacteria to the cake's surface. In their study, nearly 3,000 more bacteria and as many as 37,000 bacteria were recovered. God, how do you do that test? You scrape the icing, I guess, on the surface of birthday cakes after the candles were blown out.
See, sure, if it's really, really good birthday cake, I might take my chances.
I think the germs might make it taste better.
It's like, okay, I'm going to get sick, but man, this is good.
I love cake. Who doesn't love cake?
I know you do.
I love cake. So this is, I might have to just disregard this or tell them, try not to sneeze maybe while they're blowing out the cake, or just, you know, take a zinc before I eat the cake because I'm going with the cake.
Maybe use the hand dryers to blow out the candles. No, don't do that.
Okay, so no birthday cake, no hand dryers. We have a couple more. Yeah, we have a couple
more. And we want to hear from you. Do you have any tips? 651-989-9226. How do you avoid getting knocked out by nasty germs over the holiday or any time during the winter? We hear from you next on CCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Christmas is I know what I'm going to get Dan Cook now for Christmas.
If you guys are wondering, it is a signed picture of Paul's colon.
That's right. Framed.
Dan is still
autographed.
Scarred.
Still traumatized, yeah.
You deserve that.
That's something you cannot unsee, my friends. You cannot.
All right, I'm a freak, but here's what I do when I go to the bathroom now. After I
really?
Wash my... Well, no, after I go to the bathroom. After I go to the bathroom,
okay.
Anywhere. When I'm out in public.
Okay.
Not home, but out in public. And I dry my hand with a paper towel. I'll use that paper towel then to open the door.
That's right.
And then I throw the paper towel in as I'm going out the door.
That's right.
Does that make me a freak?
No, everybody's been doing that for years.
Do the same thing.
Yeah, Dan does the same thing.
So especially in this joint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Woof, the germs going around this place.
Botulism, Ebola,
sure.
God
for
knows.
Sure. Yeah, we definitely have some Zika virus happening here.
And we're getting some love on the text line. Many times I let my hands air dry, Jordana. You'd be surprised how quickly they dry. Another person says, how to avoid getting sick? Stay stressed. The only time I've gotten sick is when I let my guard down.
We're talking about germiest places, especially over the holidays, and how you can stay safe.
Avoiding company potlucks, too many dirty hands in the food. Okay, we should get to these
Robin's
calls.
In our car. Robin, jump on in here, love.
Hi. So here's my theory, and I want to say, first of all, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist.
Do you play one on TV?
Okay.
But I play one in my car.
Okay, good enough.
Here's my theory. So you were talking about blowing out the candles on a birthday cake.
Yeah,
right.
So my theory is, when you're a child, and you're a child and you're around all these other kids who are sick, and nobody ever, you know, stays home, at least they didn't when I was a kid. They just played with other kids and they were sick.
Sure.
So the more you're around people who are sick, you build up your immunities. Plus, you have a lot of colds when you're a kid. So my theory is, the more colds you have as a kid, the less sick you are as an adult. And I have noticed, for me, I'm in my 50s, I don't get colds. I don't get any of that nearly as often as I did when I was little. And I'm thinking it's because there are only certain amount of strains of the cold, and I've gone through a bunch of them already.
Dr. Robin, I think you're onto something.
Uh-huh. So
thank you.
Blow out the candles, do all those things, build up your immunities, get all those colds and get it over with so you can enjoy life when you're an adult.
That's right.
Thank you, Robin.
Great call.
Good advice. And this jives with something one of our texters says. Paul and Jor, remember the hygiene hypothesis? Encountering a few germs here and there is much less risky than depleting all of our bacteria by sterilizing our society. He brings up this book by Marty Blaser entitled Missing Microbes. I think there's probably some truth to that. You want to build up your body's immune system, right? Make that as strong as possible. You can't avoid all these things.
Joe's in Owatonna. Jump on in, Joe.
Hi there. I really like your show.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Joe.
You bet. You know, I avoid doorknobs and careful where I put my hands, like even like gas pumps and and of course I do that with leaving the bathrooms, just like you do with the towels.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm careful where I put my hands and I wash them a lot when I'm out and about.
Good advice, Joe.
Yeah, hand washing, covering your mouth, all that stuff your mom told you to do. Not sharing food, as tempting as it is. And I didn't even think about this. The whole popcorn in a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Before you put your hand into the popcorn, chances are you touch the armrest or you touch the seat, you fold the seat down, whatever. And so, and then you stick those germs into the popcorn.
And your neighbor's sticking her hand in there, so you're all sharing it. I don't share food, by the way.
I've noticed that about you.
I do not share food. Tom is in his car. Tom, jump in here.
You guys, somebody's already stolen my thunder.
Uh-oh.
First of all, I got to tell you, I am mortified to find out that what you guys talk about in between the news is strictly opinion. I thought everything was,
you knew.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, the best way to keep from getting sick is, A, get the flu shot.
Yep.
And B, go to as many social functions as you possibly can and expose yourself to everybody's sneezes and sniffles, and you'll get your antibodies built up and you'll be just fine.
I like it. Don't go licking each other, but expose yourself.
Wait a second. Hey, make a note. It's 4:43. We need to grab that sound bite.
Yeah, already
don't
done.
Lick each other, but expose yourself.
Already done.
Yes, Mr. Weinstein. Yes, Mr. Moonves.
I'm sorry.
What the? Did you hit your head?
No.
You know, this is going out over the air, 50,000 watt clear channel.
You guys get it.
God help us all.
Jim, save me.
Hey, Jim, rescue Jordana, please.
Yeah, I just got to say, for our birthday party, we used a paper plate to blow the candles out, because one year we blew the candles out and everybody that was there got sick. So now we just use a paper plate.
Oh, really? They got
that's
sick?
Good, yeah. So that is real.
Yes.
Yikes.
Wow.
It's real.
Jim, thanks for the call. And Jim, do not expose yourself. Nobody should expose themselves to anything other than germs.
Yeah, you're going to have to keep repeating that the rest of the show. One of our listeners says, Paul, I actually Purell my cell phone. Did you see that study that toilet seats have far fewer germs than an average cell phone, smartphone? So cleaning that baby up every now and then.
Yeah, we're pretty gross. We're all pretty gross. We're just big petri dishes of disgustingness. Mike in Minneapolis, jump on in here.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good thing you can't see me.
Are you wearing pants, Mike?
Well, you can't dance. Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Put your pants on, Mike.
I do some of these things all year round. I carry my own pen. I never borrow one from somebody.
Interesting.
And I avoid loaning it, you know. Plain soap, not antibacterial, just plain old soap. Wash your hands, I don't know, 5-6 times a day. And kimchi. I eat lots of kimchi.
Oh, that's a good tip.
And the when I go to Cub, I take those newsprint flyers by the door, and I just put them all across the bottom of the cart because, you know, there have been a lot of children standing and sitting in that thing. And, you know, so just saying.
Great call, Mike. Thank you for the tips.
That is a great call. One of our listeners says vitamin C and zinc. I take them religiously. A couple of months ago, I was starting to get a cold. I took Airborne. Mm-hmm. It knocked the cold out, and now I wander around with Airborne. The other person says don't shake hands at church. A fist bump or an elbow bump or just wave.
Bob, we got about a minute left. Jump on in here.
Yeah, so this is very interesting. So I was doing some work for Princess Cruises, so I had some exposure to their health department, and the director of health, I asked him, just out of curiosity, what's the sickest port you go into, and I was expecting him to say Indonesia, you know, something like that. They said, by far, 100% American ports.
Oh, gosh,
and I asked why, and he said exactly what the doctor said a few calls ago, that when we were kids, we were exposed to dirt, germs, everything, exercised our immune systems. And now with all that antibacterial, not as much now, but back in the 80s and 90s and, you know, antibacterial, nobody's immune system is exercised. But I thought that was very interesting. A company like that who sees the whole world, American ports, you said, were the sickest of all.
Wow.
Boy, we're gross. Bob, thanks for the call. And you know what's funny is that now everybody thinks Robin's a doctor. And she led with, I'm not a doctor, but we all think she's a doctor.
She plays well on
Dr.
TV.
Dr. Robin.
Connie in Minneapolis gets the last word. Being social boosts our immune system. So go out, eat cake, hug and kiss your friends, volunteer to read to little people. Being social. I thought that was interesting.
447. I am not time traveling. Wixen Jewelers time check. Diamond stud earrings are always the perfect gift. By the way, they are. A shop the Twin Cities best selection at Wixen Jewelers in Bloomington.
Our very own Mike Max, well, we claim him as our own. I'm not sure he wants that moniker.
Hey.
Still recovering from last night, Mikey, huh?
Yeah, Maxie. I just got off the plane. I got off the plane, drove right here to, we landed about 4 o'clock, and I made it here.
At the Lone Oak Grill in Lone Aiken.
Lone Oak Grill, yeah. We will have Latavius Murray on with us. Yep. Jeff Diamond, former general manager of Minnesota Vikings, will join us, and a lot to talk about, as we say.
Yeah.
What whispers are you hearing? Are you hearing anything from the Vikings, either the players or management, about firing DeFilippo?
Well, it was a storm that was brewing for a long time. I didn't know if they'd pulled the trigger on it in December. Obviously, they're trying to save this thing for the playoffs, and I think the fact that Kevin Stefanski can step in and is admired, or at least I think he has a very good relationship with Kirk Cousins, has something to do with it as well. But you can't lay this all on DeFilippo. You can't lay it all on Cousins for sure. They've created this monster where they don't know what they want to be as an offense. And, you know, last night you always look at who are the two people you need to take away from Minnesota Vikings if you're going to beat them. Well, that'd probably be Thielen and Diggs first, you know, assuming that you're quarterback. And they didn't even target them the first half. So they were so busy trying to get the ball to Dalvin Cook and prove they could run the football and be a tough team. You know, the cut off the nose to spite your face kind of thing, that they weren't even close to. They had no semblance of a rhythmic offense or, you know, we're going to keep you guessing. And you can't lay all that on DeFilippo. Mike Zimmer has got to take some of that too.
Hey, Maxie, though, the obvious question that I had today, is it talent on the field or is it the coaching? Or is it a mix of both?
It's coaching right now because the talent has proven that they can play. Early in the year, you look what they did. Now, teams are defensing them different. I talked to Adam Thielen last night after the game. I talked to several players after the game. But they've proven that they're talented enough to score enough points. You know, you didn't have to do much last night to win that football game. So it's coaching there because they got enough talent that they should have been able to score 2 touchdowns last night and win the game.
So is Zimmer's job in trouble? And how much blame does Rick Spielman deserve?
Rick Spielman's got to intervene right now. Maybe he did already, and sit down, because he's now going to have to get involved and say, Zim, this is what you're going to. This is how you're going to have to manage your offensive coordinator. Either you're going to have to give him the keys to the kingdom and leave him alone, or whatever it is. But you've got to come up with a new way of managing your offensive coordinator, because Norv Turner left in the middle of the season. Now you got this. There has to be a different way that you handle your offensive coordinator.
Do we know who the new one is?
Well, Kevin Stefanski, the quarterback coach, will take over for the interim. He'd have a chance because he's seen as an up-and-comer. And as I mentioned, if you listen to Kirk Cousins during the year and you talk to him, he mentioned Stefanski a lot, not DeFilippo so much. So I always wondered if there was a little strain there as well that could have added to this.
Could it have been the uniforms that the Seahawks were wearing? I had to adjust my TV set.
Why? Why do they do this to us?
To distract
you. Just wear your uniforms. Just wear your regular uniforms and play the game, you know? Yeah, that was, I tell you, that was something out there. That's a loud stadium when they get into it and they get after it. And it's something else out there. They've got it figured out.
What's coming up tonight at the Lone Oak Grill and the Player Show?
Yep, Latavius Murray, Jeff Diamond will join us. Ben Butek will give me some time a little bit later on. We'll break this down, so all kinds of fun stuff. Tyler Conklin, tight end, he had a catch last night. He's going to be on with us. Got a packed house here, so I assume there's a lot of questions.
Yeah, I think you're going to get a lot of feedback, a lot of people tuning in. Mike Max, Lone Oak Grill, we'll catch you in a little bit.
I already heard them all on the plane ride home.
I bet you did.
Viking fans coming back.
They're not shy, are they? Mm-hmm.
They ain't shy, and there weren't nearly as many wearing purple today as there were when we flew out.
Oh, man.
Have fun, Mikey. We'll be back on CCO.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.